years oil and gas.
All right, being joined here by Brent Phelps, and just a quick question for you here. What when you say Magna Barris Oil, just kind of a quick overview of what type of services you guys do within the oil and gas industry?
Well, basically, Nicholas Burris founded this company up in Wyoming, and basically we just have oil leases, and we have different companies. Like right now we're in partnership with another company that is drilling some wells on our property. So we just have a lot of leases under contract that we, you know, give people the opportunity to drill oil wells on.
And you mentioned Wyoming. Are you guys in any other shale play areas, or is it just primarily a Wyoming geography?
Well, since I came on with him, we're just been in the Illinois Basin. When I came on with him, he had moved into the Illinois Basin over here in Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, and on down into Tennessee. So that's what I'm most familiar with. I've never really done anything in the Wyoming. I did one thing back in early 2001 in the Powder River Basin. It was a gas play. But I don't know much about Wyoming myself. That's why he brought me on board, because I know a little bit about the Illinois Basin.
Sure, I got you. Isn't that, it's interesting how all that stuff works. What I get a kick out of is trying to figure out, you know, Delaware Basin, Illinois Basin. A lot of times the names of the basins, they're not necessarily in the states that they talk about, are they?
No, basically they just go throughout, you know, several different states. It's not, you know, basically what I'm trying to say is centrally located in one region. Basically, we got something. We got an anomaly here called the St. Louis Arch. I guess if you look, or the Cincinnati Arch. I'm sorry. If you look at the St. Louis Arch, there's a bowl that's kind of shaped. And I'm not a geologist. I'm just going on what I've been told. It is kind of shaped like the St. Louis Arch in the opposite direction underground. So it really provides a lot of captivity for some oil traps.
The oil traps. Okay, I've talked to a few people with I know Halliburton and a few of the other companies that were getting some great success in and they kept using that word traps, oil traps, that sort of thing. Oh, and the ERC up in Grand Forks with their science experiments up there too. They had some great success. So, Who would be your guys' customer? You mentioned about doing lease operations and that sort of thing. I mean, it sounds to me like you guys would work with a bunch of different types of companies, huh?
Well, we would, and, you know, what a lot of companies do is they, you know, they'll get in and they'll promote leases, and they'll go out and get investors, and they'll do limited partnerships and general partnerships, and I've been a part of some stuff like that. But we try to get away of something like that where we have like 18, 15, 20 investors into a group. We basically look for a company or a person that has the wherewithal that wants to come in and drill on the leases. We give them all the voting rights. We just manage the drill for them. We operate the wells for them. We make sure that the landowners are happy with them. But they get to come in and, you know, put up the money, and we take care of everything for them and manage the operation for them.
What kind of results you see in the, you mentioned the Illinois Basin. Are you getting good return? Do you break an even? Are you losing cash? Are you able to even speak on it?
Well, here's what I will tell you, okay? This is my first move in with Magna Barris. Everything looks great, you know, above ground, what he's doing, what we're doing. I've done a lot of stuff in this area, and here's what you got to understand. We have a lot of promoters in this industry. Basically, they'll come in and they'll get a lease that's real close to a lease that produced, maybe they got lucky and produced 100, 150 barrels a day for about a week. And then, you know, it started declining and going down. What they'll do is they'll come in and they'll promote off that. They'll raise a bunch of money to get money above ground. And so, therefore, you don't get the good successes for the investors that someone like Nicholas and myself is going to be getting these companies or hopefully getting these companies, because we're not, you know, we're not out here promoting and trying to make money above the ground. So we've had a lot of success. I've been a part of a lot of decent wells, and the way that we have things structured for people to come in and drill, they will be very happy. They could see a 15, 20, 25% return a year on just a barrel a day out of each well if they, you know, at today's prices. So, you know, you asked me what time it was, and I kind of built the clock there a little bit, but there's a lot of success in the Illinois Basin from the standpoint of hitting wells. What a lot of people is going to see when they come in and they want to do business with Magna Burris is that a barrel and a half to 2 barrels a day out of these wells can make them a really good return.
You know, you brought up something that I'd like to get your opinion a little bit further on, because I think this is important for the industry. And I wrote down promoters in the industry, you know, and that is an issue. In North Dakota, up in the Bakken, we had a thing where I want to say that the industry leaders, the people who work for the state, they got sued by several companies because of over-exaggeration of numbers and, you know, did you carry the one right and these types of things. That's what I mean, to where the over-promotion got to the point to where they, I don't know how the lawsuits ended up, but I do remember there was some lawsuits. So my question to you would be, how do you educate? How do you vet? How do you weed through? Because if you even have the regulators doing it at times, how do you weed through some of that stuff?
Well, here's what you do. And, you know, I actually did this I've been in the business for the better part of 17 years. And for a couple of years, I really went out and educated people. And if you're looking to do anything in oil, it's a great market. But the first thing, if someone calls you, want you to invest in an oil and gas program, there's 2 to 3 basic questions that you have to ask. One is, how big is your sales force? Where are you located? How big is, you know, your office building? But basically, you don't really have to ask how big your office building is, but when you ask, how big is your sales force? How many employees you have? Well, if they have 33 salespeople, understand something. I've been in a room when I first started out in this business, what you would possibly quote-unquote, I don't know if you've seen the old movie Boiler Room. It wasn't to that level to where there was conniveness going on, but there was just a lot of people in cubicles, you know, learning to cold call, learning to do stuff like that. When you have 33 people on the phone, well, let's just do some simple math here. Let's say the average income for them is $500 a week. Some of them making more, some a little bit less. So all of a sudden, you're at $16,500 a week right there. That's being paid to these people, okay? If they have a, let's say, a 10-well program and they're raising $4 million, how long is it going to take for them to raise that $4 million? Let's say it takes them 3 months to raise that $4 million. All of a sudden, you're taking 16.5 and timesing that by 13 because there's 13 weeks in a quarter. So how much money does that come out to? All that money is tied into that program that they're pushing you. Not to mention whatever percentages they're giving to their salespeople. Now, they can say that they're not getting a percentage if they're a private company. If they're a public company, you know that they're getting, you know, probably 6 to 8%. If they're a private company, I've seen private companies pay as much as 25% finder's fee, what they like to call it, to their salespeople. That is a huge markup when you're talking about going out here drilling oil and gas wells. The client virtually has no chance of making their money back. And if you have to make sure that you find someone that you've just got a couple guys that's part of the company, one guy that owns it, someone like me, and he gets all the people out in the field that knows what they're doing. And you don't have that big overhead. You don't have a huge building and all that stuff, because all of that is factored into these program costs. And I've seen it 100 times, probably closer to 200 times, that people come to me and ask me, hey, you know, what do you think about this company? Well, I do my research and I just call them. I said, look, if they get a well doing 1,000 barrels a day, you're going to make some money. If they don't, you're not. And that's just how it is. I mean, it's and people have to educate themselves. There's good opportunity out there. There's really good opportunity out there. But I can tell you, if somebody calls and tells you that they're it's $200,000 to drill a well in Kentucky, take off running. Because it's not $200,000 to drill a well. I don't know the exact cost because I don't work on that end, but I know it's not $200,000.
How about the world of technology? How much involved are you guys with the integration of new technology, whether it be from, I'm thinking of like smart pigs and the different fracks and the different, just there's right. all kinds of different, I mean, in fact, you can even get to some of the gas gathering plants right on site. I mean, those science projects. So how involved are you guys when it comes to some of this new environment, the new energy tech that's been going on over the last decade?
Now, I don't know as far as what Nick and him was doing before here. Here in Kentucky, Tennessee, even parts of rural Illinois, a lot of this stuff is almost kind of like your blood vessels in your body. It's venous. It has traps. It has some caves. It has some what they call breccia chimney. It's a straight up and down. It looks like a chimney, but it's straight up and down that oil gets trapped in. You're not going to see the big pools of oil like you see in Texas and Louisiana and places like that. So a lot of these fracks, like these big nitrogen fracks and these big fracking systems, don't work here. What you want to do is you just use an 80-20 acid and water. It's 80% water, 20% acid, and you just do a wash. The 3D seismic doesn't really work very well here. They've done some flyovers. I forget exactly what that technology is, where the plane flies over and does some kind of technology. It's a helicopter or something that flies over. That worked a little bit better, but basically it just sounds rudimentary. It's very elementary. Closeology is the best thing that you can see. Now, you do have a geologist on site that does look at the core sample, does look at the drilling samples, takes a look at everything. We do what's called a log, electronic log, that a geologist can read. But a lot of it is closeness and just knowing the area. And so I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you we do stuff fancy around here in Kentucky and Tennessee and this area, because you just don't. I mean, the success since the 1970s that's been seen in this area is basically really not a lot of technology to it.
So what's next for you guys? You got, it sounds like some activity down there. Is it, are you looking at any other areas, or are you just kind of looking at solidifying what you got? Just kind of what's the next steps for you guys?
Well, I think we're close to about 5,000 acres. All of it is not secured by Magna Burris. I think Nicholas actually has some under his own belt, but there's around 4,000 to 5,000 acres that we have access to. We're just going to play it and see how these three wells we're getting ready to drill. It's been raining like crazy out here, so we're hoping over the next 3 days all the sunshine we're getting, and we can get a little wind in with that sunshine that can dry some stuff up. But we're hoping to be going vertical Monday, and so it's going to get pretty exciting around here over the next week or so, week to 10 days, to start seeing some action and hopefully see some extremely good results. But there's been some big wells hitting this area, and we're excited about the area we're in.